And any sense about how much aggressive management contributes to the overall reduction in symptomatology? Is this something where you can really make a major difference?
I feel very strongly about treating these patients in a prophylactic fashion. And this is something that we are trying to do not only with multi-targeted kinase inhibitors like sorafenib and sunitinib, but also with other agents such as EGFR inhibitors, which, as you know, develop this acneiform rash in 75 to 87% of patients. As is the notion in oncology, in which you want to treat a cancer earlier, skin diseases also behave in a similar fashion in the sense that it is earlier to treat a disease when it is just beginning than when it has been prolonged or exacerbated. Therefore, I currently encourage all patients to use the urea 40% creams in a prophylactic fashion once they begin treatment with either of these agents. If we recall the data from the phase 2 studies with sorafenib, in which up to 60% developed hand-foot skin reaction, and there are minimal to no side effects with these topical agents, such as the urea 40% cream, I think it is important to maintain patients on prophylactic therapy until we find better treatments for this side effect.
And where exactly do you tell them to apply it?
I tell patients to apply the urea 40% cream twice a day in the palms and the soles. They should avoid other areas of the body, such as intact skin, body folds, and face, as this agent can be keratolytic and destroy the superficial layers of the skin, becoming irritative in other areas of the body. In addition, we also give patients a prescription for a high-potency topical steroid, such as clobetasol ointment, and we indicate to patients to apply this once they start feeling any symptoms of tenderness or thickening of those areas that are already being treated with the urea cream.
Any sense for how much this preventive approach has an impact?
I believe that it allows patients to tolerate these side effects more. And I think that this is not a perfect treatment, but the patients that we have treated in this fashion have not needed dose interruption or modification due to this side effect alone. So I believe that early intervention with these two agents may allow your patients to be maintained on therapy for a consistent and long period of time.
Any attempts to look at this in a randomized trial or clinical research setting?
Indeed, and we are currently beginning accrual for a randomized trial in which patients will be placed on an arm which will be regular occlusive agents, which are used ubiquitously in oncology, and another arm will be randomized to use the urea 40% cream, and another arm will be the high-potency topical corticosteroids. So that study is currently awaiting approval by the IRB and will start accrual hopefully later this year.
That's interesting. Now, that's going to be in a preventive mode?
Yes, it will be in a preventative mode.